Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Comedian Sarah Silverman has joined two class action lawsuits accusing both OpenAI and Meta of copyright infringement. Silverman says is accusing companies copied and ingested her protected work in order to train their artificial intelligence programs. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Michael Risch, professor of law at Villanova University. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Before we get to the implications, to your knowledge, is there legal precedent when it comes to AI and this emerging technology?
With respect to AI specifically, there's not a lot of legal precedent. There is legal precedent for the sort of ingesting of books in order to use for other purposes. We have the Google Books cases where Google scanned a bunch of books so they could index them. That's really what a lot of folks are looking to for guidance.
And did a court find that Google had the right to do that?
Yes, the court found that it was fair use, that taking a book, scanning it, and using it to allow for searching was a fair use under the Copyright Act. It was sufficiently transformative of the work. You weren't copying the actual work, even though you made a copy in order to get it into the system.
Interesting. How could these suits, though, impact the AI industry? Do you think this is giving Google and Meta pause?
Maybe a little bit, but, you know, we're going to have to work it out. Eventually, we'll get a ruling, and that will affect it. But so far, it doesn't seem to be slowing things down. My sense is that the artificial intelligence community is relying on cases like the Google Books case to continue to train using materials. I haven't seen any slowdown in that, and I haven't seen any slowdown in users using it. So eventually, court's going to rule on it, and that may affect things after that.
Does this particular case, is it complicated, or do you think it's pretty simple to decide?
Well, there's a little bit to unpack here because, first of all, there's no actual evidence that the book was used to train the model. The complaint has an exhibit that says if you ask for a summary, it provides a summary, and they guess that the only way you could have the summary is if you ingested the book, although there are lots of summaries of the book out there on the internet that could have been used to train the model. And then you have to ask, how did you get a copy of the book? Is it using somebody else's illicit copy that was being used for infringing purposes? Or was it a new scan of the book where you bought a new copy of it and had a legal copy of it that you used? And then you have to look at what's it being used to generate. Even if we don't have a problem with what goes into it, are we worried about the output actually being copyright infringing or not?
Do you think that this is, you mentioned we're going to have to wait and see how the judge rules. Do you think this lends itself to new types of legislation specifically aimed at AI?
We might see that depending on, you know, we've seen in the past where there was a burgeoning field and there was uncertainty in the law where legislation came in and said, you know what, we're going to give some immunity to let things blossom. And this could be an area where legislators say that, or it could be an area where legislators say we want to protect the book industry and therefore you can't do it. It all depends on the lobbying, quite frankly, if you're going to be cynical about it.
Michael Risch, thanks so much. Professor of Law at Villanova University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.